At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This hour is brought to you by Yuengling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rami Makhlouf, kind enough to fill in. It is Marshall Harris's birthday, and in case you haven't heard, we are singing the 7th inning stretch at Wrigley tonight. So please come heckle, hang out. We are looking forward to it.
It's kind of surreal.
Critique. Yeah, I'm freaking out.
A little bit, yeah, I would imagine.
When I first heard, I was like, huh? What?
You seem very cool about it. This is the first you've admitted that you're freaking out at all.
Oh, no, I definitely am. Okay. Yeah, I just had other things I was freaking out before, like doing color commentary for the Sky Game.
Sure.
When the last color commentary I had done had been for high school football and I was in college, you know, so.
Really? That long?
Yeah, I've typically done sideline or whatever else. So, yeah, I had other things on my docket of freaking out.
It's good to keep things, to have things to keep you busy when there are things that would otherwise freak you out on the horizon.
To have things to keep me scared.
Yes, for sure.
Also, in the break, Robbie and I are still trying to figure out, there's a lure here for Aaron Rodgers, guys. Like, I'm pretty convinced that there's some sort of lure, and I think the lure is not physical or financial. I think the lure is a microphone. And I am not saying that it's us, but somebody needs to convince him to host a talk show for like 4 hours like we do.
The lure is ego.
He could definitely do it.
That's the lure.
But like, I'm
just, definitely do it.
It's very rare when you actually figure it out, like when you figure out the combination to the lock. And I feel like right now,
this might be the time. This might be the time.
Like, somebody needs to dangle a microphone in front of him and be like, hey, do you want to spend some time talking about stuff? What do you want to talk about?
He definitely can't be on local radio. The FCC would definitely get him in like 2 weeks. Like, that would shut down the whole station of whatever station he goes to.
Would he be prevented from playing football in this scenario?
No, there's always somebody who needs a quarterback who will take a shot on Aaron Rodgers.
I'm a big
and
believer.
Everything that comes with them.
I just think, like, when I smell blood in the water, or in this case, some sort of means to an end, somebody needs to look into it.
I would welcome it and hear what stupid crap he has to say over the course
of 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
all of this stuff, like, your infectious disease theories, no.
No, you keep those to yourself.
Or with others, just not me.
Yes,
but
exactly.
When it comes to, like, your pre-snap reads and stuff.
Oh, I love hearing him talk football.
But I'm just saying, maybe we know what it is right now.
Brilliant football
mind.
Maybe
we need to dangle a microphone, be like, hello, time and space, in a broadcast tower.
Like, if he did like a football version of the podcast LeBron James does, where they just like break down basketball, that'd be really good. I would listen to Aaron Rodgers do that.
There's got to be some guardrails. Like, you got to keep him on message and such.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want him on Score overnights. That'd be great. Can you imagine that? Oh my God.
Les Grobstein would not look kindly on
no,
that.
No, I think Les would actually
would not look down kindly.
That would be kind of insulting to Les.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think that. Totally.
But Aaron Rodgers, colon, overnight talk show host.
That's the place for conspiracy theories is overnight radio. That's actually the slot for Aaron Rodgers, really.
All right.
Talk about aliens and all of it.
Like Art Bell coast to coast.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be Art Bell. He could be the next generation's Art Bell.
Yeah, except the problem is people are finally justified. You know, every day I'm reading a news story about how there's aliens. And every day I question why aliens would want to hang out with us. This first 5 minutes is an excellent example. All right, what's our five on it?
Question number one, let's go to the Cubs. Has Daniel Palencia earned the right as the Cubs' full-time closer even when Porter Hodge returns?
Okay, even when Porter Hodge returns is the big...
Yes.
Is the big twist here. Because right now, yeah, absolutely Daniel Palencia has earned that right. Again, when you throw 100, I am putting you in the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. That's how this works. You're either starting for me or you're going to the ninth if I only have one of yous.
As long as he can keep controlling the strike zone, you know, and as long as he looks the way he has now until Porter Hodge comes back, and it sounds like he's going to have some time to prove himself. We should know for sure by the time Porter Hodge is healthy based on the comments Craig Counsell made yesterday, if Palencia can handle this role full time. He's going to have some time to prove himself. And if he keeps doing this up until that time, whenever it might be, yeah, I think you keep him in that role. And Porter Hodge is your de facto setup man.
And old school baseball, Layla actually does the opposite. Because you know what I think? If you're my second best guy in the pen and I want you in a regular role, then you do go back to the eighth.
Yeah.
And that's if everybody's okay with it. Because... again, pitchers will tell you, relievers will tell you what inning they are more comfortable in. And that to me is the most important of the things.
Yeah.
Because that's all that really matters. If you are more comfortable in the eighth inning, then sure. But we've seen Daniel Palencia embrace this. He's earned his third save of the season. So I say, yeah, if you're cool with it and you still throw 100, which you do, I am okay with you being in the ninth inning and everybody's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
What message does DFAing Julian Merriweather send about how seriously the Cubs front office is taking this season?
Yeah, I think it was maybe the Keegan Thompson decision first that really kind of gave me some pause. And I was like, the waiting and seeing has gotten to be much shorter with a lot of these people who I felt like had significant roles in my brain on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never a better example than perhaps what happened with Julian Merriweather. Now, I know he had a year last year that was marred by various injuries, but I thought that because of that, there would be a little bit more runway when it came to the expectation for him this year. And again, this message just says to me how seriously Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, and the Cubs are taking this year as to what the expectation is. If you are not cutting it in the bullpen, no matter if you did before, no matter what your previous circumstance was, they're not messing around.
Yeah. Jed Hoyer ain't playing. That's the message that it sends to me. And to a lesser degree, demoting Matt Shaw as early in the season as they did. There have been a lot of moves that are showing some urgency from Jed Hoyer and that front office. And I don't know if this is... We talked about Jed Hoyer's contract situation earlier in the show. I don't know if this is... you know, his own personal urgency of I gotta win this year to get that contract and stay here in Chicago. But there is a level of urgency to the roster manipulation this year that there hasn't been for the last couple seasons with this Cubs team.
I just feel like everything is communicating a bigger sense of urgency. Whether it's the personnel decisions, and really that started even in the offseason, you consider Albert Alcala, for example.
Yep.
Or how they're manipulating this lineup, or even sending Matt Shaw back down.
Right.
All of these indicate a bigger sense of urgency and pointing to, this is the year we expect this to go. This is your shot.
And not only do you see the impact of that and the effects of that with the quality that they're getting from the guys they are picking and choosing to put in these spots, but it also speaks to the Cubs and what they've done in terms of their development, the depth in the system, that they can pull these strings or pull the trigger on some of these guys and have the confidence that there's somebody else waiting behind them who will get the job done.
Now, here's the other question. Given all of this sense of urgency that I just pointed out. So, like, if Marshall and I are cutting it, like, five words into the stretch, do they send us to Iowa or something?
Yeah, Owen Casey then comes up, and then he takes the mic.
Yeah, are they just like, nah, you know, you've been replaced. Like,
you're off key.
You're not in the circle of trust. And I'm like, well, wait. Like, I've had times where I was in the circle of trust, and then they're like, no. Nope, that doesn't matter right now on this day, the 27th of May in 2024, where it's 12 bloody degrees outside. They're like, no, we're going to DFA you, or we're gonna demote you back to Iowa because you can't sing the stretch right.
The big hook comes out and literally pulls you off of marquee.
And then right I hang right my head in shame. But and then I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, I got to get back out there. You know, I need to work with a coach to get this
but
right.
The Cubs farm system, I think you guys will come back even better than ever. Like the next seventh inning stretch you that do is, will be.
Somebody strains an oblique singing the seventh inning stretch. The and then we come up and we hit two home runs in the seventh inning stretch.
Exactly. You'll get another shot.
Okay, I like my chances. I mean, it's a dramatic arc, but I'm going to go with it.
Did Adrian Hauser deserve better in his return to Citi Field, even though the White Sox 2-1 loss came against a team as good as the Mets?
I mean,
the answer is yes.
Yes, everybody. Now, they're the ones playing and doing this to themselves on some level, but don't you watch the White Sox and go, oh, man, that... Everybody deserves better. Nobody deserves to be in that situation. These guys have worked their whole lives to achieve this dream of playing Major League Baseball, and you end up on that team in that organization. And the same for the Rockies. Like even guys who are playing very, very bad, I'm like, oh man, you don't deserve that. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. I do feel bad because there are certain guys who like know they're going to play for bad teams.
Right.
Like poor Jonathan VR. You just know he's going to be in the infield on a team that isn't looking to make the playoffs.
But especially Adrian Hauser going back to Citi Field and having the outing that he had yesterday and just not getting the run support again. Yeah, man. That stings for that guy for sure.
Adrian Hauser is as close to a White Sox starting pitcher ringer as they have, and I know I just gave a lot of qualifiers, but the fact that I'm even saying ringer is kind of a great thing in this moment. So in the two starts that he has had, his whip is 0.75. The hell? Like, that alone is very impressive. 12 innings, 5 hits, 4 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And that guy has done the damn thing. Like, he's gone out there and done exactly what he's been asked to do and then some. And Mark Grody and I bat around the concept of Sox pitchers, you know, deserving better. And for me, it was originally Jesse Schulten's last year. I was like, Jesse Schulten's deserve better in this outing from everything else that happened. So that's going to happen because individual performances, unfortunately, kind of dictate the situation. But in the way that we are talking about the trust in the Cubs bullpen,
mm-hmm.
the inverse for me when it comes
yes.
to figuring out the Sox
yes.
pen. Like, it's an issue when you're talking about 19 blown saves or blown leads, rather. I think it's blown leads. Like, that is that's catastrophic. There's not a team I can think of that would be able to get past that. I don't care who you have hitting.
He'll be on a playoff team or a playoff contending team before the end of the season, though. So there's light at the end of the tunnel for Adrian. At least I would think so. There's
all
light
I
at the
ask
end of the tunnel
is if
there.
You trade him and it's in a three-team deal, I need you to get something from the other team as well as the third team.
That'd be good.
That's all I'm trying to say here.
Five on it. Let's stay on the White Sox, and now that we're at the Memorial Day checkpoint, what have been your early impressions of White Sox manager Will Venable?
I think he's been sufficient in what the demand is, and he has not caused any massive issues. Like, he's the even keel manager that I would expect him to be. He has communicated what has been important. You know, I think he was a big reason Sean Burke was the opening day starter this year. I think when you consider, whose decision was it? Was it a team decision when it came to sending Andrew Vaughn down to Charlotte? That is as significant of a message as you can see on that team. You know, so was Will Venable a part of that? Like, was he just another added voice and a communicator when it comes to what the organization is expecting out of its players? These are the things that I think needed to happen. There needed to be a steadying presence there. And I think you're seeing that so far already through the season.
Yeah, the wins aren't there, obviously. But I don't think anybody expected the wins to be there. When you'd watched the White Sox last year, though, and whether it was a particular play or just their style of play all around, it would like it was ugly, and it was painful to watch. And you'd go, how does that happen? Or even just some of the decisions that the manager would make, like it was befuddling, and it was hard to wrap your head around it. I feel like while the wins aren't there, the results aren't there, it's less sloppy than we've seen in the past. It for some reason it feels a little bit, it never feels good to have 17 wins at the 50 game mark of the season, but it feels a little less bad, I think, watching it and watching how this team goes out and plays and represents Sox baseball. It's hard to really gauge a manager when he has the roster that he has now.
Right.
But it's certainly an upgrade and an improvement on what they had last year. And there does seem to be a steadying presence, at least there, with Will Venable.
Well, and he's not coming out after games calling the team flat,
right,
and just some sort of motivational style that just wasn't hitting. That's a big part of it, too, is consider the roster. You know, Will Venable on last year's team, even with those individuals who have higher marquee names, he just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his style. It's not what he does.
Yeah.
And I think that matters. The message you're sending to these people in this situation is an important one.
I like him. And I'm curious to see what he does with a roster that can win. But I like what I've seen from him so far. Five
on it. How important or necessary is it for a man to wear a tie for his wedding?
So I'm getting married. 3 weeks from Saturday.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh my God, it's 3 weeks.
Or no, 4 weeks from Saturday. My bad. No,
wow.
four weeks from Saturday. It's typical dude, isn't it? I don't even know the date of the marriage. No, but I'm getting married 4 weeks from Saturday, and I don't like dressing up. I don't think I look good. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like a suit. I don't like the feel of a suit. I don't like the look of a suit. But I really, really hate wearing a tie. And like any good negotiator, I started big with what I wanted to wear for the wedding. And I knew we'd come, you know.
What, overalls or something based on this? Sweatpants?
Shorts.
Mesh shorts?
I wanted to wear shorts. I knew that wasn't happening. But it's a brunch wedding. It's in the middle of the summer. It's outside. So I shot my shot with the shorts. And that quickly got shot down.
So this would have been the suit with the shorts instead of pants.
It's a suit.
Blazer and shorts?
No, blazer and shorts, yeah.
No, Robbie!
Dude, that's a bad look. Bad outfit.
Like, not ironically?
No. I found a short suit that I think looks good and is appropriate for a brunch wedding, but it's not happening. That is not happening. So,
what is your fiance's name?
Emily.
Emily.
She's listening right now,
I believe. That was a good move.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So then,
good veto.
So then my next requests were in these negotiations. I hate dress shoes along with everything else dressy. So I was like, I want to wear sneakers and I don't want to wear a tie. She gave in quickly on the sneakers. I bought a nice pair of Jordans just for the wedding.
What is the colorway for a wedding pair of Jordans?
It's like an earth tone. They're Jordan 1 Earth Tones, low cuts. And they're really nice. I'll show
Ray
you.
Ray and I are just like, oh, very nice.
Impressive, Rami. Impressive.
Good. We're like nodding.
Busting out
like,
the good stuff for the wedding. Okay.
Nice vintage.
Inside out. Jordan 1 inside out's low cut. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Earth tone. Yeah. They're nice. And I found a suit that matches. And
what color is the suit?
It's like an off-white. It matches the earth tone shoes. And she loves the suit. She was there with me when I picked it out. And she's acting like she gave in on the tie thing. But I don't think she has, because I was in the fitting room at the where we went to buy the suit, and she came over and she was like, "Oh, babe, you get a free tie for buying your suit. You don't have to wear it, but I'm gonna go pick out a tie for you." So now there is a tie that goes with the suit that matches the color scheme of the wedding, and I have a feeling I'm ending up in that tie on that wedding day, no matter how much I don't. And
here's the issue: I think like you're communicating the uncomfortable. Like, I could just see you putting the suit on, and then your face is like in permanent frown. And like, part of it is just like, you're just gonna have to tell yourself it's comfortable before Like, it gets to you.
I actually...
Like you need to psych yourself out.
I found a suit that I actually like. There aren't many suits that I like or that I think look good on. I found one that I actually like, and it's a lighter fabric, so I won't be sweat. I sweat so much, Layla. I sweat so much.
Bodies are supposed to work. I get really mad when people get mad at their bodies for working.
No, I understand. Mine is working overtime when in the sweat department.
I know, they make whole body deodorant now. Theoretically, maybe you just put it all over for the day. I don't... Like, not the deodorant, but the antiperspirant.
An outdoor summer wedding is going to be a challenge for me. And the less clothing I can have, and especially not having some piece of cloth wrapped tightly around my neck, I feel like is a good call. Unless you want me just glistening with sweat in every wedding picture that we have.
Well, you're just going to need a little, like... A little absorbent cloth to just dab.
A makeup person off on the side who could powder me?
Yeah, you could probably, that's what I call it. It's dab and reapply.
Are you dead set on a dude in a tie for a formal event, like a wedding?
So can we share what Ray and I both said sure, in our group thread?
Yes.
I was like, well, I got married and my wedding was very formal and my ex-husband wore a Brioni tie with his really formal suit, which is borderline tuxedo. And we're now ex-husband and wife.
Okay.
So I don't know that I get jurisdiction.
So the tie didn't work out there, right? I don't know. I wouldn't blame the tie. I don't know all the intricacies of what happened there, Leah, but I wouldn't blame
Tony Romo fumbled the snap in the playoff game against the Seahawks on my honeymoon. And I should have known then that both the Cowboys and my marriage were cursed. I had many signs. So maybe they all connect.
The tie could have been a bad omen.
Fumbling of the snap sure as hell was.
So I'm also divorced, and I realize now in the text message that we shared, I said that I got married in a bow tie. I came to remember that these were the pre-wedding photos that my ex-wife wanted me to wear the bow tie. So I think the bow tie probably cursed the whole thing.
But you did it, so you put on the tie
for the photo. Yeah,
so
for the wedding.
Okay. You got two ties and two divorces over here. So there's that.
To me, this is a strong argument against
the
tie.
Take that tie and burn it. I mean, we have the evidence now.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Like,
there are some more reasonable takes on the text line, and it is a rare day in America when I can say that. So one of them is wear the tie until you have the ceremony and eat the meal. So that's a very good suggestion. That's from 708.
A tie with a meal? I think it...
No, until after you have the ceremony.
Oh, okay. So before the meal. Yeah, because that thing will end up in my plate.
Yeah, when it's time to party, just take it off.
Okay.
Or yeah. you could do the loose, the cool loose guy tie? Loose tie look, you know?
Nope. It's either tie or no tie. Cool the real negotiation becomes a la Eloy Jimenez and the sliding scale of, you know, the more buttons Eloy had unbuttoned on his jersey, the more important the game was.
There you go. For so every like, shot, Rami, that someone so gives like, you unbutton a button.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I knew it was an important game to Eloy Jimenez was like he had three jersey buttons unbuttoned. I'm like, whoa,
that's
this is
business.
The world. World Series
yeah, that's
to
serious
Eli.
Business right
so,
there.
So, like, we have to ask how many buttons you would then unbutton on the shirt.
Just the top one. Maybe
okay.
Maybe top two. I'm not showing off any chest. I'm not out
all
here
right,
trying to show
right.
off chest. No.
Okay.
That's not the goal.
All right. So I feel like we've come to some sort of agreement here. But yeah, you'll have to tell us what Emily ends up ultimately going with.
What she ends up deciding, because it is her.
This
decision.
Is not your decision.
But
at
perhaps,
all.
But right. perhaps by putting the tie divorce. Correlation in the ether. We have
See?
Done some work.
See, you guys might have helped me out here, and I appreciate that.
this is also out in the ether, and it's been a big discussion on our group throughout the past several days. The fans being mad at us for pointing out that Caleb Williams hasn't spoken yet after the bombshell story. But you have a point. So I'm going to explain why you have a point, and we're going to work with all of this next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Harris.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
When you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
He said the right things. He said the right things when Mark Grody used that phrase, quarterbacks go to die. It's so dark and disturbing. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Rami Makhlouf is in for Marshall Harris today. And I know that this has caused a lot of consternation. It was something that on our group thread was discussed, because Grody and Dan Wiederer, in preparing for the Take the North podcast, were essentially girding their loins as to the reaction that they were going to get. And it has drummed up a lot of anger from fans talking about to us, why are we discussing this? You know, why are we mad that Caleb Williams hasn't spoken yet? And I think the bigger issue is, not perhaps in the fact that this is a polarizing topic, but that we're frustrated because we want to hear from the quarterback whose father spoke to an author, an embedded author. This was not gotcha journalism. This is a book he is working on about how the best quarterback prospect that we have seen and who has entered these halls doesn't want to be here, and how that's going to manifest. And until we have proof that it's not going to be 68 sacks like it was last year, and until we have proof that this is going to work, this is something where I'm still asking, how much of you not wanting to be here, even though you are, being responsible, is going to show up in games? And I want to hear that from him. I also think that if he speaks about this, then he can move on.
Right.
Then we can all move on. And that's why it's important to me. The hard part has been the backlash that I think you've gotten, Rami, I've gotten, we've gotten as a station, Grody as well, about people mad that we're pointing it out. And what stuck with me last week was a texter saying, this is supposed to be a positive time for the Bears. Yes. And I'm supposed to be $1 million richer and a couple inches taller and 15 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the reality. And what I realized was it's the frustration of having this conversation for so long that is festering. That the danger of it being wrong again is what is upsetting so many people.
Yeah.
Like it's a yucking of the yum when it comes to this is right now where we have hope. They did the right things. The answer with the head coach. The answer with changing their person. Aaron Rodgers mocked it, but he also has a point.
Right.
Until we see it on the field, and until we hear from the man himself, not his parents, this is still an issue. And unfortunately, it's still going to be an issue. If there's a bad game, don't act like you're not going to think about it.
Right.
Would it be better with somebody who really wanted to be here? And that's a concern I'm going to have.
Right. And that's the story. And we didn't create this story. We didn't just pull this out of thin air. It's not like, oh, slow time of year. Let's rehash that story of Caleb Williams not wanting to. Remember that leading up to the draft? You know what I mean? We're not just pulling it up just to pull it up and have something to talk about. Like you said, his dad talked to an author, voluntarily went and sat down and talked with an author and dished this dirt about the Chicago Bears and how they felt or what their perception was of this organization leading up to the draft. That's a story. And I said yesterday when I was filling in for you guys, I would love to just like turtle shell this. You know what I mean? And just like an ostrich, just stick my head in the sand and pretend that there's nothing to this and everything is great. And the Bears certainly got it right this time around. Right. Yeah. I would love to be that naive and to just think that way or believe that. But that's a story, man. And the longer that Caleb Williams doesn't address it, the longer it's a story, the longer people can't go, because I keep making this clarification, Layla. These are comments and quotes from Carl Williams, Caleb Williams' dad. Even those that seem to be attributed to Caleb Williams, those are secondhand. That's Caleb Williams or Carl Williams saying, Caleb told me this. I don't know that any of those are direct quotes in that Seth Wickersham story that we saw from Caleb Williams. So I'd like to hear him asked how much of that is accurate. Is that how you felt? What did they do to make you feel better about the situation? How bought in are you now? You know, these are all questions that I think if you're a Bears fan who wants this to be right, doesn't just want to believe that it's right, no matter what might be out there, those are questions you want answered.
I'm sorry. It's just not as simple as he's here, so it's okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Like if you read that story, read the story. It talks about the efforts to get around the CBA, the efforts to go to the UFL, the concept of the quarterback that we want to exalt for the first time or most since Sid Luckman wants to nuke this city. I'm 100% asking the individual. Like that's just outrageous. Like, so I think it's really funny that there's been such pushback from fans about us wanting accountability out of really incendiary statements. It is not as simple as just because he's here, he wanted to be here.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the details, it sounds like this was the only option. And when you consider that the contract wasn't signed until late July, unless he wanted to go back to college, and when the response from the GM is, we're drafting him and that's all there is to it. We're drafting him no matter what. None of that to me says it's okay.
Yeah. Because the part about him going to his dad and saying, I think I can do it there, and I want to go to Chicago and do it there, I don't know if that's his dad's way of thinking he's cleaning up the mess that he's creating after all the incendiary stuff that Caleb came to this conclusion that he wanted to come to Chicago and thought he could get it done here. I don't know if that conversation actually happened or if Caleb was sort of strong-armed into coming here and that was Carl Williams putting a good face on it. No, we had these reservations, but they did everything they could to put them to rest.
And then the words that are being put in our mouths, like 630 on the text line, sort of insulting, you're suggesting he's not trying. That's not what we said.
I didn't say that.
Like, or for example, oh, you're going to start losing listeners. Well, y'all tell us that all the time. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to question authority. I'm still going to question what's happening right now. And it's not necessarily that someone wants to be here and they're going to suck it up and everything's going to be okay. It's that, does this prevent you from being the best version of you because you don't want to be here?
Right.
And then does that prevent you from being the best version of you on this team and helping it succeed? And when we talk about the difference of one score games being your difference makers in the NFL, like the devil is in the details here. And that's what makes this so scary. And the fact that he needs to address this. This is a planned thing. This was a planned book.
Right. Yeah, this isn't...
He wanted to nuke this city and that was an option and you guys are cool with it? Because he's here? He had 68 sacks last year. We have... I would love to say, this is all proven on the football field. Ben Johnson is here. He says, I love it. You still need your quarterback to speak for himself.
Yeah. And the longer he doesn't, the more this story has legs. The more that he doesn't answer the questions people have, put some of this stuff to rest, say what folks want to hear, you know, in terms of his buy-in and desire to be a Chicago Bear, despite that story, I think it still has legs and leads people to continue to speculate. And that's not just for the sake of speculating or for drumming up controversy. It's because you have questions. You know, I think it's natural to have questions when a story like that comes out that you want answered. And not just as a media member, but as a fan, as just somebody who's curious about a situation like that. You have questions. And the longer those questions just float out there in the ether, the longer this stays a story on some level.
Well, like 2-7 here. So y'all are wanting Caleb to answer something his dad said. Yes, that's how this works. Yes. Were there any direct quotes from Caleb that you're responding to? No, but his dad was speaking on his behalf. And then you're trying to bring content 2 weeks later. Layla, spelling, you spelled it wrong. Chill out. If you don't have direct quotes from Caleb, you're trying to drum up content for your show. No, we're not saying that. The quarterback is going to speak regardless. The longer he doesn't speak, the more this looks like this. And no, 312, we're not the only two who care. I just explained to you that we heard from Mark Grody and from Dan Weeder about how they care. And that's the point here, is that I think there's such anger toward the concept of any of this failing that it's causing people to either put words in our mouths, for example, yours and mine, Rami, anybody who talks about it. Like, there's a very kill the messenger aspect of this.
Yes.
When this can all be solved by asking the individual himself, and the fact that it's still being ducked is an issue to me. I know we have a call right now. I'm okay with taking it. Oh, apparently we have to get to a break. All right, so we have a call, 312-644-6767. I will get to that next, and we also do want to hear from you, not just on the text and angry texts. I think people need to actually speak about
this. A lot of caps in the text.
I know. And 847, they were apprehensive for reasons that don't exist anymore.
Do we know that?
We don't know that. We only have a season that just happened. We don't have a mythical season that's not happened yet.
Yeah, we have things that we think are good. We don't know that they're good. In terms of the coach, the offensive line that they put in front of, we don't know that yet.
708, sports media created controversy. This is an author they invited to hang out with them during this process. They did this. Okay, more next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
How close do you think the Williams family was to actually not being drafted by the Bears in some way? Either getting out of it or having one of these plans come to fruition?
The gasoline's out. Do we want to light the match? And Caleb didn't want to light the match.
That was Seth Wickersham when we had him on talking about this. And we're discussing just the fan discourse when it comes to this. Like, for example, on Twitch right now, Deviant Burn 41, this is Raheem and Harris on The Score, by the way, is going back and he's like, Caleb, not scheduled to speak. Media, he's ducking us. If you're not speaking to the media after you invited an author to be with you, knowing that they were going to put out a story, coming out a whole ass book in September, talking about your team, then yeah, you should answer questions about it after the story comes out. And then their answer was SMH, yes, because that's his priority right now, to get in front of mics to answer years-old questions. You think we're not going to ask him about last season? That's a year-old question. You think we're not going to ask him about getting sacked 68 times and how to avoid that next year? That's a year-old question. You think we're not going to ask about how to avoid a 10-game losing streak? That's a year-old question.
And they're...
That's what this is.
I have nothing against Caleb Williams. And I want to make that clear. This yeah, doesn't.
Nobody wants the Bears to like crash and burn because he didn't want to be here. That's not the point.
This doesn't change how I feel about Caleb Williams. I like the dude, and I wanted them to draft him, and I'm glad that he's here. But the bottom line is that his dad is the one that started this fire. Like with this story, with those quotes, his dad was the one who started this fire, and Caleb is the only one with the hose who can put it out at this point, which is, while I agree with everything, the thing I keep going back to, Layla, is everything that they said in that article about this is where quarterbacks go to die and why it's where I agree with them. It's true. And I was saying that long before they ever drafted Caleb Williams. I take no issue with what they said or how they felt. But at the same time, why put this out there? A year after the fact, when he's here and you know he's going to be here for the foreseeable future, what is there to gain for Caleb Williams or the Bears to put this out there right now? And why light that match?
But
you know what I mean?
Here's my issue is you knew this was coming. You had this author join you for this entire process. The author is an ESPN writer. You knew that there was going to be a story that would come out at some point. Your dad is speaking. That means you get to speak next. You're your own man. But when you consider all the lengths that they were trying to go to avoid coming here,
mm-hmm.
yeah, of course, we're going to ask you about it. But every day that it gets closer to the season, it becomes more of a distraction.
Yes.
So that's why it was frustrating. And yeah, you can say not scheduled to speak. That's what your PR staff is for, to protect you. And we can say that that means you're not speaking to us, and therefore the story continues, which is what we do. Let's go out to the phones. Ron and Waukegan, 312-644-6767. Ron, you're on the score.
Hey, afternoon, guys. You know, just want to say three quick comments from Caleb's perspective. I could totally see why that was the perspective they had regarding the Bears. I think that's fair. Everybody has a question about where they're going to work, how it's going to be, am I going to be successful there? So I think it was a valid question.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to his team, his father included, quite honestly, I think they do a good job of pushing back on whether or not you have to accept what's out there. Meaning they made the decision for Caleb not to give his medicals to 32 teams because he didn't have to. I think they needed to look at it. Do we have to go to the Bears? Do we have other options? What are the chances? If I had a team and I was paying legal and accounting people, I would at least want them to answer the question. And then as far as the media goes, I think it's obvious that he's given everything that he's had to give since he's been here. I mean, what can he get up there and say other than, yeah, I kind of thought that at some point, but I'm all in now. That's manifestly clear, not only by what his dad said in terms of him saying, I want to give it a shot, but based on really everything he's done since he's been here. He is trying to succeed as a Bear. Period. Kind of end of story.
No, and I think that that's a fair piece of it. I just worry that when you know somebody didn't want to be there and you see the results on the field and what happened last season, that season matters to us. The results of that season matter. And if at the slightest setback here, can you lean on a guy like Ben Johnson? Is your infrastructure strong enough to say that nagging doubt that you had, and it wasn't just nagging based on the efforts we saw in that article?
Yeah.
That isn't true for you? Like, how many times have you said to yourself, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that thing, or I knew I shouldn't have done this, when you have that indication? That's human nature.
Yeah, I think nobody thinks Caleb Williams came in here and didn't try hard because he didn't want to be a Bear, you know what I mean? Or he pouted his way through his first season, and that's why it went as badly as it did. But think about anything that you do that you like pour your life into. You know what I mean? You have to have buy-in to have full confidence that you're going to be able to do what you want to do and that you're going to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. There has to be buy-in. You'd always hear Phil Jackson would always, when talking about leadership and things of that sort, he'd always say the first thing you got to do is get your best player to buy in. You know yeah. what I mean? Did Caleb Williams just show up and was like, all right, I'll do the job the best I can? Or was he really sold on the fact that things are different here? Things have changed, and it's going to be different with you than it has been with all the quarterbacks that we've killed here. You know what I mean? And what made you change your mind? What made you buy in? And are you bought in? You know what I mean? Because if you don't have that, no matter how much he wants to succeed, no matter how hard he comes out and physically tries to be the best football player he can, if that's always in the back of his mind, that holds a person back.
It does. And for me, like, we're not talking about a guy who overcame this adversity and then led a playoff team. We're talking about a 5-12 team that's on a 10-game losing streak. Yeah, they've made steps. They hired somebody different, and they hired the best possible person they could. But until we see it on the field.
Right.
That's why this is a concern. And also, just talk to us then. You put the story to bed.
Exactly.
You tell us. It's really that simple. Well, let's go to Stepan in Oak Park.
Hey, guys. How are we doing in there?
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. And I'm not going to keep you guys. I'm over 60. I'm born and raised in Chicago. And I've been watching Chicago sports my whole life. My opinion on this is the comments were made. He wasn't a Chicago Bear. And his father made some comments. And it's no big deal if he doesn't even mention it for the rest of the season, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, then I'm going to let you talk. John Elway, Peyton Manning, okay, they orchestrated where their sons went to other teams. This is just talk. He wasn't even a Chicago Bear. His father's talking. Those guys orchestrated other places for their sons to go. Okay? It's not a big deal, guys. He wasn't even a Bear.
Oh, did we lose him?
Well, that was Stephon. But the thing is, his dad did talk to those families.
Right.
Like that was actually part of the story.
And his dad put it to... Should we have just ignored the whole story? From like his dad comes out and puts this out there. Should we have just have ignored the whole thing altogether? 815,
turning it off until 2. I'm not in denial about this. This is a thing that happened.
Yes. And somebody said, how do we know it's a distraction? I don't know if it... That's another question I'd have for Caleb Williams.
Yeah. And 630, the statement that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die is not true. Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields both sucked as they proved that they have nothing on the other teams that they have played for. That doesn't really prove it incorrect. That just proves more obvious that...
We don't know.
It's not a good place to develop people.
Exactly. We don't know if those guys would have been better if they ended up in someplace different. And B, if they just sucked from the beginning... That means that the Bears' whole evaluation process is like before they even get in the building, it's a mess. You know what? They don't even know how to evaluate quarterbacks before they draft them, much less develop them when they get. If those guys were just garbage and were always going to be garbage as a quarterback at the NFL level, then that just means that the Bears blew the pick before they ever even made it.
Yeah, none of these.
That doesn't help.
No, 414 is like, so maybe the other question should be, why did you not go nuclear? Yes, that should be a question. Why did you not go nuclear? I would love to know that answer. But we don't have any right now, and that's why we're bothered. What are we doing next? Oh, Ryan Dempster. Can he teach me how to sing the seventh inning stretch? You think?
He has experience. He did it yesterday.
He did. He'll also talk Cubs with us. That's next on the score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.